minority are heard. That's what it means. Whether or not people in Cape York want to see clearing or not, there are holes in the legislation. There are a lot of discrepancies around the vegetation mapping, the high-value regrowth. An email came around a couple of days ago about how they've changed the high-value ag maps again. Now, if you bring in a legislation that tells people they can't clear high-value ag, yet they update the maps constantly with the eye in the sky, how are people to know which map they're supposed to adhere to? Who's going to come out and assess it? And is it assessed by an individual? What Cape York people want is a case-by-case assessment. It's not about whether they can or can't clear. People just want to be assessed by each individual case. I think the fact that Billy's voted against the Veg Act shows that he's consulted and listened and that there is confusion over the Act. I'm neither for or against the Act. I think there's elements of the Act that that have merit, but people in Cape York don't want huge, broad-scale clearing. It's not what the people want.
It does put the member for Cook at odds with the government that he once served with. Are you concerned that this might negate the influence that he can have in terms of future policies on Cape York Peninsula?
No, I think Billy, when he became independent, I think he was a little bit out of his depth, and I think he accepted that. He was new to the game. He'd do media releases and wasn't overly confident. Media can play the game too. But I think Billy's reflected on actions. I think he's reflected on being out of his depth, and he's grown with it. He's consulting with different sectors across Cook. He's consulting with different people, different industries. And I take my hat off to him for that respect that he's given to the different sectors.
I think part of the problem, Emma Jackson, is that no one yet has heard from Billy Gordon about his views on this vegetation management amendments. We know that he voted against it. What is your understanding of his views from the conversations that you've had with the state member?
1 week ago I had an hour teleconference with Billy, one-on-one, and I was of the understanding that he went to Parliament trying to get a very clear picture of what each group and each leader of the group felt. Not necessarily about the Act, but about what their interpretation of it was. And I was of the understanding that, as far as Billy was concerned, if people don't understand legislation, is it a solid legislation that you can enforce in Cook?
Many people would be concerned waking up to this news that the legislation has been defeated, that this is going to mean a green light for broad-scale clearing in Cape York Peninsula. What would you say to those people if they were sitting around your smoko table at Wolverton Station?
The Act never been about broad-scale clearing. I honestly don't think that. I'm not overly into politics, but I think that the Act goes deeper. I think there's a lot of holes to the Act that could have been negotiated earlier. I think with negotiation with different sectors, different industries and different groups, I think with objective groups doing the communication and assisting government, they could have brought in a solid Act that groups and shires understood. I think the people of Cape York don't want broad-scale clearing. I honestly think that Cook don't want broad-scale clearing, but they do want the opportunity to develop on their land. I think they'd be happy with case-by-case assessment. Someone come up, look at the project you're doing, and work together, work collaboratively with that project. Is it going to develop, and how is it going to develop? What do you need to do? What is going to be affected by this? Now let's look at the soil and the land to see what the repercussions would be.
There are already some large-scale development projects at Olivevale and Kingsvale in Cape York, and these are the types of projects that have been held up, particularly by those in the environmental movement, as the wrong type of development for a place like Cape York Peninsula, where there are environmental values that need to be protected for everyone. Isn't that a concern to long-term residents as well?
Absolutely, to an extent. But a decision was made. And whether that decision was right or wrong is completely, I think, irrelevant. A decision was made, and that decision should be respected, and people move on. People learn from it. As far as I'm aware, Olivevale is going about with the best management. He's not doing the whole area that he's been given to clear, and that's not his management. And what Paul's been trying to do is liaise with residents, with the wider community, and with media to say, look, this is what I was granted, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm doing it. So I think there's a lot of naivety. People say, oh, wow, 30-odd thousand hectares. However, in reality, that's not what he's doing and that's not how he's doing it.
And you believe that the legislation as it stands now does get the balance right?
No, No, I think there's definitely scope to improve the legislation. I think there could be more negotiation. I know it's hard to negotiate with the whole of Queensland, but I think there could be better negotiation to come up with something solid that does fit. And some people say, oh, you can't have one size fit all, but you can come up with a solution that does put in those limitations, but does give people jurisdiction. I think there could be a better balance.